September 16th, Oswald Chambers, my utmost or his highest. Hang on. My utmost for his highest. The divine region of religion. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father, which is in secret. Matthew 6:6. The main idea in the region of religion is your eyes upon God, not on men. Do not have as your motive the desire to be known as a praying man. Get an inner chamber in which to pray where no one knows you are praying. Shut the door and talk to God in secret. Have no other motive than to know your Father in heaven. It is impossible to conduct your life as a disciple without definite times of secret prayer. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions. Verse 7. God does not hear us because we are in earnest, but only on the ground of redemption. God is never impressed by our earnestness. Prayer is not simply getting things from God. That is the most initial form of prayer. Prayer is getting to perfect communion with God. If the Son of God is formed in us by regeneration, he will press forward in front of our common sense and change our attitude to the things about which we pray. Quote, everyone that asketh receiveth, end quote. We pray, pious blither. Our will is not in it. And then we say, God does not answer. We never ask for anything. Quote, ye shall ask what ye will, end quote, said Jesus. Asking means our will is in it. Whenever Jesus talked about prayer, he put it with the grand simplicity of a child. We bring in our critical temper and say, yes, but. Jesus said, ask. But remember that we have to ask of God things that are in keeping with the God whom Jesus Christ revealed. That's the end of Oswald's text. So often we are caught up in prayer and prayer meetings and being involved with God in what we think is a very spiritual exercise. But most of our prayers are full of requests that are really centered on getting things from God rather than doing things in keeping with his character and nature, or rather than being connected with God. Prayer would be far more effective if we spent most of the time in our private, secret place of prayer, just learning to love God and to be loved by him. Another significant thing that hinders prayer in general in the church of today is that our prayers may be given with all due respect, sincerity, and earnestness, but we're asking for the wrong things. When we are perfectly in step with the one we love, they can begin a sentence and we can end it. We can begin a sentence and they can end it. We're so one-mindedness that we know how to complete each other's thoughts when they're expressed. But when it comes to prayer, we have no clue what God is thinking or wanting. We know what we're thinking and we're wanting, and we're asking from that perspective. So when you enter your time of prayer, do it where you won't be seen. Do it where even your utterances are inaudible and quiet, or maybe even non-existent. Just listen and listen and push the distractions away and listen for God to speak to you. Prayer is a two-way communication. Just as in the days of the garden, Adam and Eve walked and talked in the cool of the day with God, and they met him one-on-one, and they experienced a continuous, glorious, delightful conversation with one another, which was only broken when they decided to put their own distractedness and their own self-consciousness and their own self-servitude ahead of that relationship. They hid themselves because they were ashamed, because they knew they had fractured the relationship. Don't go into prayer fracturing the relationship from the get-go. Don't spend any time in prayer, not even one moment in prayer, that is focused on yourself or others, that it might be consumed upon the things that we as humans would desire, rather than praying in keeping with what God would desire in our lives, for our lives, and through our lives.